Show on 106.1 BLI.
Now, Brittany, when it comes to Louisiana, where you're from, is there something you miss? Not family, not friends, but kind of like food stores when you're not there that you just miss?
I miss my dad's jambalaya. I think it's so f***ing good. It's like sinful. It's better than sex. It's amazing. So,
all right, Brittany, your go-to beauty product. What's the one thing you have to have with you at all times?
I like EOs for my lips.
Back to your new album, Glory. Now, how much of the album was from your personal life, or was it the record company saying, here, Brittany, sing this?
Karen, the girl who A&R did help me get with the people I wanted to work with the record, would feel my vibe and be like, you know, she's wanting to go more urban here, she's wanting to go more pop here, in whatever genre I was going through. And at that time, I was working with really urban people. And they were just so much fun to be with. Like, one of the guys, songwriters, was so good. He would just start singing and I'd just want to cry. I was like, I just want to come here every day and be with you, because it was truly a gift. But we just played around with it. And as far as that record goes, they brought in a great track. And me and the guys, we literally went into the booth together and did like all the claps that you hear and all the sound effects are real. They're from us, our feet and everything. It's all real. So we all did it together. It was like very old school. And so, yeah, that's how that came about.
And how would you feel, since your kids are with you all the time and they see you and your career and how great it's gone, do they have interest in music? Or do you think they want the same kind of career?
I don't know. I mean, they think it's cool, you know, but I think the magnitude of it and the fame thing, I don't think they've really comprehended what that would even be like. And hopefully they never will, because it's like, it's kind of much, you know.
When you look back at all the years, I mean, if you think about it, like, you've been famous since you were a fetus. So would you change anything?
No regrets. Yeah.